Hey, Sniff listeners, hear about the latest trends in the travel industry with the brand USA Talks Travel Podcast. Right now, listen to special live from IPW interviews featuring U.S. Travel's Jeff Freeman.
DMOs are at the heartbeat of U.S. travel.
Liz Bittner from Travel South.
A lot of key gateway markets are back.
L.A. Tourism's Adam Burke.
We all win when we all partner together.
Plus, brand USA's Stacey Melman and Jackie Innes with international travel trends and Chris Thompson's farewell finale. I'm Mark Flapidus. Join us for brand USA Talks Travel on your favorite podcast platform.
Brand USA Talks Travel.
Good morning from Skift. For daily updates in your inbox, subscribe to the Skift Daily Newsletter at skift.com/daily. It's Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. And now, here's what you need to know about the business of travel today. Travelers could have easy access to a robotic voice translator thanks to updates to ChatGPT. An OpenAI presentation explained how ChatGPT could serve as a human speech translator, the most significant travel-related feature in several updates unveiled on Monday, writes travel technology reporter Justin Dawes. Dawes reports the upgraded translation capabilities are part of the new flagship GPT-4o model for ChatGPT. OpenAI said the new model is better at interacting with voice, photo, and video than the previous model. The company said that a user, for example, could take a photo of a menu and ask ChatGPT to translate it. Next, several major airlines are suing the Biden administration over its new rule requiring carriers to disclose all fees associated with buying a ticket, writes airlines reporter Meghna Maharashi. Several carriers, including American, Delta, and United, joined the suit along with Airlines for America, the trade group representing prominent U.S. airlines. The group said the new rule would create more confusion for consumers. Airlines for America added that it believed carriers already disclosed all fees to customers before ticket purchases. The Department of Transportation unveiled a rule in April requiring airlines to disclose the prices of checked baggage, carry-ons, and changing a reservation. Finally, European authorities have designated Booking.com's parent company, Booking Holdings, as a gatekeeper. That means Booking.com will be subject to tighter regulation on the continent, reports senior hospitality editor Sean O'Neill. O'Neill notes the European Commission's move will impose stricter rules on Booking.com regarding content moderation and make it easier for consumers to switch to other providers. Booking Holdings now has 6 months to submit a report outlining how it will comply with certain obligations. Non-compliance could result in fines of up to 10% of Booking Holdings' total worldwide revenue. For more travel stories and deep dives into the latest trends, head to skift.com. To find these stories and more insight into the business of travel, subscribe to the Skift Daily Newsletter at skift.com/daily.
Hey, Skift listeners, hear about the latest trends in the travel industry with the brand USA Talks Travel Podcast. Right now, listen to special live from IPW interviews featuring U.S. Travel's Jeff Freeman.
DMOs are at the heartbeat of U.S. travel.
Liz Bittner from Travel South.
A lot of key gateway markets are back.
L.A. Tourism's Adam Burke.
We all win when we all partner together.
Plus, brand USA's Stacey Melman and Jackie Innes with international travel trends and Chris Thompson's farewell finale. I'm Mark Flapidus. Join us for brand USA Talks Travel on your favorite podcast platform.
Brand USA Talks Travel.